This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Crews have stopped the Alexander Mountain fire from growing. Hot spots continue to smolder west of Loveland, but the Larimer County Sheriff's Office says it does not expect the fire's perimeter to expand. The fire burned about 15 square miles of land, and it is now more than 90% contained. 26 homes burned in the fire, and 4 others were damaged. Colorado's county clerks are in Grand Junction this week to take on a new election challenge, the advent of artificial intelligence. The concern is that robocalls and deepfake videos could spread mis- and disinformation to voters. Hillary Rudy is the Deputy Director of Elections at the Colorado Secretary of State's office and led the training.
What we've seen is some really convincing stuff, and we started to become concerned, like, okay, if we see this in our everyday life, how quickly then do we start to see it in our elections?
County clerks are working on a support network to make sure they can quickly respond to any disinformation campaigns caused by AI so that voters can get the correct information. The Colorado Springs Police Department is asking a federal judge to dismiss a $100 million excessive force lawsuit against one of its officers. The officer tased plaintiff Jacob Root in the back as Root ran from a stolen car in May of 2022. Root landed on his neck after the taser hit and is now paralyzed. Department attorneys say the officer used reasonable force in the arrest. Much cooler weather in Denver today with temps in the low to mid-60s and 70s. Elsewhere in Colorado, temps were around 80 in Aspen and 75 degrees in Steamboat Springs. Today ends 15 straight days of 90-degree or higher heat in Denver. This is CPR News.